Hi everyone, this is the first official mini pod. This is going to be a little bit different to our normal podcast. This is basically going to be a game show, which I will explain the rules. It's supposed to be a bit more interactive and kind of a podcast for you guys to get involved in.
Do we need a pad and paper?
You can use your phones as notes, and you can show me answers when it comes to it. But I'll explain all the rules so everyone can play along at home and let us know how you get on. So let's get cracking. Okay, so the name of this game show for the mini podcast is Crows to Raisin is Right. So basically, I thought it'd be a good idea to have an interactive game for you guys to get involved with, which I'm going to moderate. So I'm not getting involved in the quiz, I'm hosting it. So I've had the idea of using the Play Your Cards Right, which is a really famous game show back in the 90s with Bruce Forsyth, where you'd have to guess if the card before was higher or lower. You won money, but unfortunately, there's no cash prize.
It's the 70s.
I don't want.
Yeah, but it's also in the 90s, which I originated from.
Bruce Forsyth did it in the 70s.
So it was Brian.
He did it in the 90s as well. 70s. And the 90s.
70s. And the 90s. Shut the fuck up. Let's get on with it.
Play the game.
Anyway, instead of cards, I've decided it's going to be based on a set of films by either an actor or director. And then I'm going by the Metascore of that film, and I want you to guess whether it's higher or lower than the film that I start off with. Now, if you get the question right,
like top trumps.
Basically, yeah. Okay. So, if you get the question right, you also get the chance to have a Crowy bonus, and you get to answer a question based on that film. If you get that right, you get an additional point. So, it's a really good way of getting extra points.
Are you keeping track of the points, or
I will be keeping track of the points. And at the end of the podcast, there will be a winner. And I'm going to be you'll be like the monthly winner. So you'll be the champion going to the next one with bragging rights.
What's okay? The prize?
The prize is your dignity.
It's a crisp pie donuts.
Is it a what? Copy of Alien 3?
No, because no one deserves to be given that. That's a terrible prize. So I've decided to do it on Steven Spielberg films because we had Jurassic Park. I anticipated Jurassic Park and Tuna Sisters would be in our top 10s.
Like Roger Ebert.
I feel like I'm confident, but I'm going to fuck up.
Okay, so I'm going to write your names down so I know who's got the amount of points. So, the first film...
Evelyn.
So, I'm going to start off with his first film from the 1990s, which was Hook. Now, Hook got a rating of 52 on Metascore. Now, what I want you to do is tell me, is Jurassic Park higher or lower on Metascore?
Who's this directed to?
It's directed to everyone. So this, when it comes to the rating, it's all directed to you, and I'll go one by one around. You either go higher, lower, and once you've got around, I'll tell you if it is higher or lower.
Okay.
So Hook was on 52 on Metascore. Now, Nat, is Jurassic Park higher or lower on Metascore?
I feel like you're trying to throw a curveball here. it's definitely higher.
Okay, Ian?
Higher.
Higher.
Higher. So you've all gone higher. So I said Hook was on 52, Jurassic Park is on 68.
Brilliant.
So
brilliant.
Well, guys, the first ever question in the Crows Price is Right, and you've all got it right.
I love the soundboard. so good.
So this is all one, and it's only on 68, so it's not as high as I actually anticipated it to be. So I'm going to go with the first bonus question. So on this one, I want you to get your phones out.
I thought it was only if, like...
You get it right.
If one person...
No, you all get it right, you all get the chance. So I want you to write down your answer.
Yeah, this is complicated.
No, it's not.
Okay, Quizmaster Ian.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the question. I want you to write the answer down on your phones. And on the count of three, you're all going to turn it around so I can read it and see if you're right.
We've got three seconds.
No. Oh my God.
No,
you write it down and I'll go on the count of three. You're all going at the same time and I'll see your answer. So the first question, the first bonus question for you all is, in the film Hook, who plays Captain Hook? And once you've got your answers, tell me.
If you've listened to our shit movie podcast, you'll remember that I couldn't remember a damn thing about Hook, even though it was in my top 10.
Also, it's great in a podcast that we're being asked to write things down.
Yes, yeah. You will then give your answers. So, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, so Ian is right, Parker's right, and Nat didn't put anything.
So Sam's got two points. Morton's got 2 points, and Nat's got 1 point. So already Nat is behind. So go on to the next one. So I said Jurassic Park was on 68. So the next film would be Schindler's List. Now, is Schindler's List higher or lower than Jurassic Park on 68 on Metascore?
Higher. I think it's 93.
Higher.
Higher.
What was Jurassic Park again?
Jurassic Park was 68.
68. I'm going to be different this time. I'm going to go lower.
You're going to go lower.
Go Schindler's List lower.
I feel like that's a terrible idea.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Just to recap, Morton and Park have gone higher than 68 on Jurassic Park. Yes, I am. Okay. Too late now. And Nat has
There's
gone.
No fun in this game, Nat.
There's no fun in this game.
You will take it seriously.
It's very serious, this game. Do you want to change your answer?
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's happened?
I want to go higher.
Okay, so you've all gone higher. So the answer is 93.
Yes. Yay. Do I get a bonus point for getting that spot on?
No.
I said 93.
You did say 93.
You almost pressed the wrong sound.
I did. I got really nervous. I don't know why. So that goes
on. Massive button.
Well, okay, let's just make it clear. There's 8 buttons there. And I've only just learned what the button is, so.
But you pressed the red one next.
I might do. I don't know what that is.
Please do it. Actually, can we just do random sound bites for all this stuff
No, don't do that. That would be way too confusing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The next question. So this is the bonus question for all of you. Again, you've got it right. So the same rules apply. Write it down and show me. Keep your phone out. Shit. Idiots. We all know who directed Jurassic Park, but do you know who wrote the original novel?
Gary Newman.
These questions range from very hard, quite easy, in the middle. So it's a bit of a mixture for everyone.
I've got it.
Okay. Have you written one down? So Morton doesn't know. So if I see yours, Parker, you're right.
You're not going to tell him what's right,
is it?
Because I put this.
You're actually wrong. It's not some.
It's Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton.
Crichton.
So yeah. So Parker's the one who got that right, and Parker is now on 4. So he's taken the lead. So Schindler's List is 93, which Morton got right. So the next film on the filmography of Steven Spielberg is Jurassic Park: The Lost World. Now, is that higher or lower than Schindler's List?
Lower.
All right.
I'm okay, are you?
We'll go lower.
Okay, so you've all gone lower, right? So you would be correct. So you all are correct. It's on 59. So again, you're all right. So you get a chance at the bonus question, which this one is. It's quite a difficult one.
It's been difficult.
No, it's not. The first one's
fine. I've got two fucking
right. Yeah, I've got 2 out of 2 so far. It's quite a difficult one. It's probably one of the more difficult out of all of them. It's a Schindler's List based question. Can you name the character that Ralph Fiennes plays? I can see Parker's brain is just kind of like
Voldemort.
No, that's a later incarnation. Has everyone got?
I've got an answer.
You got an answer. Can I see your answer? It was not the character name.
I'm technically right though.
But he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi, but it's. I was looking for the character name.
Nazi.
I feel like more.
What's the answer?
I don't know. The name is Eamon Gyoth. So now you've got
What was Nat's answer?
It's a Nazi.
You actually
put a Nazi.
Well, you know, sometimes on the credits you get like Thug One and stuff like that. I'm sure there's many Nazis.
His role's quite big in Schindler's List, so I feel like that's what I mean. It's quite a hard one.
This is well, all of them are hard.
No, you need to do a bit more research.
Complete.
Okay, so. So Jurassic Park Lost World was on 59. So the next film on the list is Amistad. Now, is that higher or lower than Jurassic Park Lost World? So Morton's going higher.
Was it 59?
It's 59.
Lower. Lost World. I'm going to go higher.
Park's going higher. You're going to go lower. Yeah, so the answer is it's 63. So Morton and Parker, right? It's only 4 ratings higher than The Lost World.
Yeah, we knew it though.
Well, you did, yes. Thanks you got it right. But 93 is Jim's list,
right? I think we've got every one of those right so far.
I hope so.
You have, you have. So that means Mawson and Parker got the chance of the bonus question. So this is a bit more of a technical one, I suppose, but it's quite a cool one. I can't like this one.
All right.
So The Lost World is longer than Jurassic Park. True or false? So it's either one or the other. So it's a bit more of an easier one, a bit of a 50-50 split.
I think it's like the first Jurassic Park.
So Park, if you got your answer, so you've gone true and
true.
So true. So you've both gone true, and the answer is true. And it's only longer than Jurassic Park.
It's 2.5 hours.
By 2 minutes. By 2 minutes.
Oh, it's only 2 minutes.
It's only longer by 2 minutes. So
that's the common complaint of The Lost World, that it's too long. But then it's literally like 2 minutes.
It's literally 2 minutes longer.
It's an hour and a half.
You know that 2 minutes. Fucking hell.
So the recap on the scores, Nat is on 4, Ian is on 6, and Sam is leading with 7.
Sweet.
So he's doing really well.
Yeah, don't matter that I got the...
Yeah, you got the spot on. Yeah. That means absolutely
nothing.
Maybe in the future we'll incorporate, if you get it spot on, you'll get 2 points.
Well, in the future, we're still in the middle of the game now. You can just write a ruling. This is the first ever
round. I want to win. We're too far into the game now.
But I think
doesn't quite remind you of Duffman when he does that quiz.
Duffman!
But Duffman's one of the best characters.
They'll be around at the end.
Let's continue the quiz. So Amistad was on 63. So next film is the classic Saving Private Ryan. So is that higher or lower?
Higher.
So that's potentially quite neat. So everyone's quite confident. So the answer is...
I reckon it's going to be about 82.
91. So again, quite a bit higher by nearly 30. So everyone's got that one right. So you'll get to qualify for the bonus question. So the next one is about Amistad. So Amistad was nominated for 4 Oscars. But how many did it win?
None.
So Ian's gone. None. He was just shouting out him.
Wait, it was nominated for 4.
It's nominated for 4. But
what
how many
year
did
this come out?
Amistad, I think it was 1996.
Wait, I think. Is it out of those 4?
It was nominated for 4. How many did it win?
None.
I've also gone none, because I've never seen this film.
Okay, and Nat, what would you say?
Is it closest?
Well, it's only been nominated for 4, so do you want to reconsider your answer?
I said, is it out of those 4? And you said no. How many did it win?
It's been nominated for 4. Right. How many have how many has been nominated for 4? You can't win 5, can you?
Yeah, because you can win 6, but have been nominated for 4 others. It happens.
Right, so you'll be nominated for 10.
No, because that's then okay. It's just you'll a be nomination. Nominated
for Rain Man shit is going on in your head there.
You need to eat
technically,
that.
You would have been nominated for like 10 films, right? But you won 6 of them, so then he's just talking about the nominated ones.
No, it said the whole Amistad was nominated for 4. How many of those 4 did it win? I think I was quite clear with that.
No, Ian, what is the answer?
This many.
Okay, the answer is 0.
Yes.
Yes! Come on! Yes, son!
Sick of these trick questions.
It's not a trick question.
I tried to confuse him to make me win and everything.
Stop being an idiot now. So... Saving Private Ryan is on 91. So next one is AI.
Lower!
So that's lower. Okay.
Lower.
Morton's going lower.
Lower.
Park's going lower. Nat, what are you going to go with?
Well, it kind of has to be lower. Not many films are 91%.
Crow. Sorry, I just really feel like playing it with you.
If you're going to do film by film by a Metascore, you've got to make it a similar film. Like, obviously, AI is going to be... lesser.
The whole idea I started from 1990 and I've gone for these 10 films from 1990. Films that we'll probably most likely talk about in future podcasts of today.
All right,
fair enough. So you've gone lower, Nat, what are you going with?
I really rate AI.
Yeah, but no one else does.
One in every 6 people. I think that AI is passable.
Where did you get that
one in
from?
Every 4? Well, I don't know. I don't know where your maths for Let's See Who Won an Oscar came from.
I was trying to confuse
you. You know those ones where you could be nominated for 10 but win 4, which means there are 9 that you potentially could have been nominated for outside of the realm.
Up, apparently. I was trying to confuse him.
I confused everyone.
I put right.
It was nuts.
Anyway.
It backfired on you, though.
Yeah, it did. Massive.
Yes, it did.
lower.
You've gone lower. Okay, so everyone's gone lower, and the correct answer is 65. Yeah. So everyone was right with that one. So AI was on 65 below 7.1, 91. So again, another bonus question for everyone. So it's a Saving Private Ryan based question. So can you name the Fast and Furious actor that plays a part in Saving Private Ryan?
Yep.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Okay, you're all correct. Vin Diesel.
It was going to be Paul Walker, was it?
Well, it could have been. That's quite an easy question. Some people moan it's too hard.
You know Bryan Cranston's in this film.
So AI was on 65. So next film up is the Tom Cruise film Minority Report. So is that higher or lower than AI on 65?
Higher.
Morton's going higher.
Higher.
Only just though.
Higher by Parker and Nat.
I'm going to go for just lower.
Just lower. Okay, so we've got a little bit of a split. So Minority Report is on 80. So it's quite a bit higher by 15. Quite high. It's one of higher of the ones on my list.
Trash film.
You think it's a trash film? Do you not like Minority Report? Why don't you like Minority Report?
Yeah, I was going to say, you love Spielberg.
And I like Minority Report. I was just fucking joking. Bite my head off.
I'm losing. Let's give you some time. You know, what do you like about Minority Report?
All right, bonus question.
I'll give you the bonus question. So, Steven Spielberg directed AI, but who was originally going to direct
it? Stanley Kubrick next.
Developing it.
Stanley Kubrick, yeah.
So, what are you going with, Nat? You're going to go.
I don't get it. I didn't get it.
Stanley Kubrick, yeah.
I didn't get the question right, so I don't get the bonus question.
Oh, no, you didn't, did you? Oh, you're all right, then. So Stanley Kubrick.
Thanks for reminding me.
I forgot. So I'm going to update the scores again. It's very, very close. Nat's
one fucking wrong.
Nat's on 8, Ian's on 12, and Sam's on 13. So there's all to play for in the last two.
I feel like I've got absolutely screwed over by only someone. Have you read Jurassic Park, the book?
No, I just knew that he wrote it.
I knew the voters. It's quite a famous book.
He wrote ER.
Michael Crichton.
He wrote the book and wrote the pilot.
Interesting. Very. It's a bit different from Jurassic Park.
We have very, very different opinions on what interesting means.
I think that's quite interesting.
Agreed.
Yes. But anyway, so that was Minority Report 80. So next film is the Leonardo DiCaprio classic, Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, that's going to be higher.
Now, is that higher or lower than Minority Report on 80?
Yeah, I'm going higher. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Ian's gone higher than Minority Report. Parker, what do you think?
I think just higher.
You think just higher than Minority Report on 80?
I think it's like 91%.
You think it's 91?
That's high.
That's yeah. Okay.
That's like Saving Private Ryan. Though.
Metascore's quite...
have you seen Catch Me If You Can?
Tricky,
I love
isn't
Catch
it?
Me If You Can. Yeah.
It's quite harsh.
I reckon it's 91, 92%.
Yeah. Like Rotten Tomatoes is like... going out there where Metascore's a bit more
a little bit different
Catch Me If You Can
times.
Is like almost a perfect film.
I think
Catch Me If You Can is probably one of my favourite of Spielberg movies, like more recent ones, but I was actually surprised lower.
Came out about 17 years ago.
So for the first time it all won, it's actually on 75. So it's not that much lower than Minority Report. It's only 5 lower.
Yeah, can we just hear what we would have missed out on in the bonus question?
I've got quite a few. I've got lots of different ones. So the question
just the one that was related.
This is actually really easy. Even Nat would have got this.
Fuck!
Minority Report was a 2002 sci-fi action movie, but who plays the lead role of Chief John Anderson?
Oh,
Colin Farrell?
The lead role.
Tom Cruise.
Seth Rogen.
Chief John Anderson.
Oh, what the lead?
I said the lead role of Chief John Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise.
Next song.
So next
you just said
one.
It was tricky.
No, you said it was easy.
I said it's probably one of the easiest
that
ones.
Even I could have got it.
Yeah.
And I got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
So this is the last one. So it's all to play for. So Ian can still steal it here.
If you get both of them, he can.
He's only one away.
No, he can't. He keeps shouting the answer out to all the other ones. I just copy his answer and that's it.
I haven't done that once.
That's your
actually.
Own fault. You should actually play the game properly and then maybe he wouldn't be up there with you or beating you.
Yeah, I didn't
so if you play by the rules.
Trails.
So the last film is the Terminal. So another Tom Hanks movie. Is that higher or lower than Catch Me If You Can on 75?
Lower.
I'm going with lower.
You're going lower. And you're going to go. So Nat's going higher. Mawson and Parker are going to go
lower.
So the answer is 55. It's quite a bit lower.
Oh, 55.
So it's got quite average reviews. So it's all to play for in this last round.
Someone that's different.
Parker and Ian have both got it right. So
Parker
can, if he gets this right, he's won. If Ian gets this right and Parker gets it wrong, it's drawn. It'll go to a sudden death.
Oh, why can't we just take a draw? Like,
because there's no winners if there's a draw. There has to be a winner.
Yeah, I like the way you finish.
It doesn't take us fun in this game.
Brucey would never have a loser. There's always a winner in Brucey's game. So
no, there were literally draws in this game.
Is this man your granddad or something?
I'm going to go with a bit of... I'm going to skip one that I had and go for a bit of a harder one.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm doing that. Okay, so it's about... The terminal, okay.
Oh,
so
fuck off with the fucking.
Can terminal. You name the Guardians of the Galaxy star that has a role in the terminal? Okay, so don't shout it out, it's between you two. So, can you name the Guardians of the Galaxy star that has a role in the terminal? So, it looks like Parker's writing something down.
No, I'm wrong.
You think you're wrong? You've got time here.
Remember who's in the Guardians of the Galaxy? I'm going with Dave Bautista.
Can I have a minute?
You can have a bit of time.
No, because you're not allowed to Google.
But you can't Google.
Do you say Guardians of the Galaxy, so not Marvel?
Can you name the Guardians of the Galaxy star? So I've made it quite so eliminated who it could be. Can you name the Guardians of the Galaxy star that has a role in the terminal?
I mean, there's quite a lot of people in Guardians of the Galaxy.
But if you say, I'm saying a star. So Guardians of the Galaxy star. So it's probably one of, it's so it's one of the main characters. From Guardians of the Galaxy has a role in the terminal. And you'd be surprised how much this person's actually in the terminal as well.
Better won't be.
So have you got a answer, you two?
I've got a guess.
You've got a guess. Do you want me to show you, do you want to show me your guess?
No.
Okay, well, I guess
I think
at some
they
point.
Should just say it out loud.
Well, what are you
no,
no. I've sent my answer to Ian.
Oh, have you? Oh, I've got it on airplane mode, so.
Why have you sent it to him?
Because I couldn't be asked to lean forward.
You can be asked to lean forward. You can, I can hear
Morton,
you.
Just play the damn game.
What, that is the game.
Okay.
I'm meant to show him.
So I've got Morton's answer. Parker, what is yours? You can say it out loud because Morton can't change his now.
You Bradley cannot
Cooper,
change it.
Bradley Cooper?
So you've both gone with Bradley Cooper. And they're unfortunately, wrong. You are both wrong.
Zoe Saldana.
It is Zoe Saldana. You are
I thought,
correct.
Yeah.
She works downstairs, doesn't she?
Gorgeous.
She's the one that the guy who works in the airport is trying to get with Zoe Saldana and get Tom Hanks to pass compliments over to her.
I thought it was Stanley Tutu, the Avengers, but not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Stanley Tutu. Who?
Who the hell is he in Avengers?
He plays the German who manufactures the...
So Captain America 1?
Yeah.
Not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sorry, Sam, no. Stanley...
Tucci.
Just carry on. Is he in Captain America?
Yeah. He's the scientist, isn't he, that makes Chris Evans buff.
What, the German?
Yes. Not he has hair.
That's Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci is bold, usually.
Oh, yeah.
Tutu.
He is. Okay,
not
well...
Tucci.
Stanley Tutu.
Tutu.
Well, we have a winner of the first
the
podcast.
The guy who pronounced it Stanley Tutu.
It's Samuel Parker. He's the winner. There's no trophy due to budget restrictions. So,
is Stanley Tutu a different person?
He's the ballet star.
How have you never heard of Stanley Tutu?
Where's he been in?
Stanley Tutu. You know Stanley Tutu.
He's in loads of films.
Stanley... Why are you saying Tutu?
He's in The Lovely
Bones.
The Lovely Bones. He's
Tucci.
The guy
Tucci.
Stanley Tutu. It's Italian. Jesus Christ.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen. Why are you listening to him? You've
I'm
got two
about
people.
To fucking rage out. I lost the game and you're taking the piss.
I won 2-2.
So, yeah.
What do I get, Cryo? Where's Alien 3?
I told you, due to budget restrictions, you are just getting a computer
well,
generated.
Well, even with budget restrictions, I can't get fucking
so
Alien
first,
3.
So, what? Is that the first winner?
That is the first winner. And now that's taking over the soundboard.
Just because
winner. So, I'm going to wrap this up now.
You mean no winner? I won.
No, I'm going to... You'll get nothing. You just get pride. You are the reigning champion to the next one. So, that is the end of the Crows Racing is Right. So, thank you very much for listening to the All Things Movies Shit Movie Podcast. Been joined by Samuel Parker from the Football Corner, who's the reigning champion going to next month. Nathaniel Asher from My Place Films, Ian Mawson from All Things Movies, and myself, Ian Crowe from All Things Movies. Hope you enjoyed. Let us know how you got on, if you won, if you beat us, if you did worse. Unfortunately for you, there's no prize either. Make sure to follow us, like us on all social media channels, and hope you listen soon. Goodbye.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye.